Good morning or good afternoon to you. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can all get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do ask for you, encourage you to keep it, be specific. And the first 15 minutes, what we do is I give you a tip of the week. We're going to go over some energetic forecasts that we have here, and then we open up the phone lines, and you can get your pencil and pen out right now because I'm going to give you the number. And after that first break, we go right to the phone line. So the number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and that's after I give you the first little tip here. I do want to talk about also stuff that's up-and-coming events. We have a lot of new things that are coming in. We have a new teleclass that we're going to have all the details on in August, the first Thursday in August. And so get all the information. We're just getting final details out. And it's all about how do you hold your core when it feels like things are really shaky around you. How do you hold the oars like you're in a boat and have it when it feels like you're in the eye of the storm and you're just waiting for the rest of the storm to come. So it's all, again, all about energy maintenance, energy posturing. This is what we're learning is the martial arts of our energy field. And so there's tips and tools that absolutely work, and that's what I love to empower people with. First of all, let them recognize that we are energetic beings, and that means that that science has proven that a long time ago. We can have EKGs, EEGs, so we already know that we're electromagnetic beings. What's happening now is we are adding more light than ever in our history. We're adding more light. In ancient cultures, they used to talk about the light bodies are coming at this time in the year 2000 to 2012. The ones that they literally saw light beings coming, and they saw it as some of the cultures saw it as other people coming down and helping us. But now what we realize is that the light beings, the light bodies that were prophesied, were our bodies changing because we are becoming more light, more electrical. There's a lot of changes going down on the planet down with ourselves. We already can tell that our bodies are becoming more light. Think of the solar flares that are happening, everything that is happening on the outside. Think of the saying, as above, so below. So as we're having these flares, think of that an indication of the solar flares is an indication of within ourselves that we are activating more light. Light, solar, light is light. Solar flares are all about activating light. Think of that, again, another sign that we are activating our light bodies, our energy fields, our passports to get to the next dimension, to have more flow, more happiness in your life is all the key, is all within your own energy field. We've heard forever, all the answers are within. You can do this too and more, and all of that, the key, the passport to do this and more, to live a more abundant life, to live a more peaceful life, all comes, again, within you. Your aunt's energy field is your passport to go into those dimensions. Go ride the wave of happiness, ride the wave of flow, ride the wave of abundance, of money, health. All of those things are absolutely within us. And that not even only those kind of things, but also being able to break down that veil that separates us from those people that have crossed over, separate us from our guides and angels, separate us from our, quote, higher self, that angel being in us, within us, having the human experience versus the other way around. The more we have a strengthened energy field, the more we feel connected to that higher self, our higher consciousness. And so this is a great time right now of us. Think of merging with our higher self, the super consciousness coming down, symbolically down within our body, and then our subconscious, unconscious thoughts and feelings and fears coming up to the light. So it's all about a light and merging where the unconscious, subconscious could come to the light. So then we are not led by our unconscious past thoughts, which will be guaranteed to hold us back. It's guaranteed to saboteur behavior, guaranteed to keep us in rein, in check. I see it as many, many people are in a doorway when they're feeling urged of changing a job, getting out of a relationship, redefining a relationship, and they stand in this doorway and they stop, and even though they feel the pushing, the urging, their heart, their soul saying, step out of the doorway, take that next step, take that first step of getting out of that doorway, they still stay in that doorway, and then all of a sudden that doorway seems to turn in it, into an elevator with the doors start closing in, and all of a sudden it seems like the room is getting tighter, or the doorway is like the doors feel like they're closing in on us, and that's not a comfortable feeling at all. It feels like we can't breathe, we get anxiety, we feel tight, we feel we can't expand our angel wings when we're feeling very tight in our life. And so we're at the doorway of a dawn of a new age. And it sounds like a song, and many songs are written about this time right now. And we literally are at the doorway, at the of a new age here. The Earth age is changing. We're going, the year 2012 does represent an Earth change. And so with that goes along, which science is noticing, a lot of things that are happening, lining up all at once, that they cannot ignore that all things are pointing to this year 2012. All of this is meaning that we are, obviously, we've experienced more Earth time changes, world changes on this Earth, and we've all survived. Otherwise, we won't be able to be talking to each other right now. But what happens when we have these major changes in shamanism, they call it a pachakuti, and that means your world seems like it could be turning upside down and shaking things out. And what we shake out are those things that are our fears, our worst nightmares, are those things that are holding us back. For us to be able to go back into alignment, get back into nature, get back to our natural self, get out of our excessive. We tend to have an excessive amount of food. If it's a sale, we get 5, 10 packages, 10 for $1. If it's a clothes, we could tend to want to get excessive amount of things. When we get back into balance, we tend more to get more into aligned. We really question, do we really need that extra thing of pasta or the excessive stuff? We really start looking and living a less excessive life, more into the now, because it's not about lack and scarcity. We know that all our needs will be met, so we don't have to hoard or get into that mindset of we're not going to have enough. That makes the mindset of that we have beliefs in lack and scarcity. So then you'll experience lack and scarcity. So this is a grand period, a grand time of clearing out. This is a grand time for us to plug in and just have that visualization of light of your higher self, your angel self, coming down over your body or melting into your body. See it as liquid crystal melting into your body, into down to the bottom of your feet, and that subconscious, those unconscious thoughts that can be where I literally see as ankle bracelets, like slave bracelets around our ankles that hold us back to past patterns. And so see those slave bracelets free, and you're free from being enslaved from past patterns, from our past, from our his or her story, from our history. And as soon as we start doing that, so you're then that light body, then we're able to get those gifts and talents that we also have in our history. We come in with an energetic history that does have traumatic experiences, but we also have gifts and talents in that energetic history too. So let's get out of the history, let's get out of the stories and get into the gifts and talents. And so then that is bringing the light into our histories and the light into our subconscious, and then we are not frozen again by our thoughts, by our fears, and then we become the light bodies. And again, that light body is our energy field, which is the passport, which is the gateway, which is the key for us to be able to live a more abundant, more peaceful life, a more life with more flow. And that's, again, what we're working on. That's what we're going through. That's where a lot of people are feeling these eclipses. We just had the solar eclipse that was one that we're not going to be experiencing one like this for next 100 years. So we're, again, starting to notice a lot of things on the outside. Nature always listens to the flow of the Earth changes and doesn't resist them. And so as you start to get more in tune to that, you'll start noticing more of your natural self and natural flow in your life too. And that, again, means abundance, peace, love, all of that. We're going to be going to our break, and as soon as we get back, we're going to open up the phone lines. I do want to give contact information out. I have, again, a lot of upcoming classes. I have a free teleclass coming up. I also have the Mastery Series that just ended. You could get that on MP3, CDs, or WAV format, whatever is good for you. We have that available. We also have the first mastery series, and again, that's that was very popular, and it has an attunement, and you could listen to that. You can listen to that at night. You can listen to that during that. And a lot of people are finding if they go to bed with that, they wake up feeling like they went to night school, and they feel very, really refreshed. I've been hearing a lot of comments about that. So those are the mastery series. Again, we have mastery 1 and 2, and again, we have the gathering series. We have another class coming up in July with the gathering. That's a month, once a month period, where we're gathering, literally, physically, and also by via phone, and we that's where I give you the updated information. Then we do questions and answers for people that are listening. This is, again, via telephone or in person, and then I give a healing attunement, an alignment, a clearing in the end part, and those have been very extremely powerful, too. People have absolutely felt those, and so those that's still available. And, again, we have the teleclasses coming up. We have a fire ceremony coming up on August 8th on a Saturday. We're doing a dimensional class, fifth dimensional class, and that's either by telephone and or in person. And that's open up our fifth dimensional body. That's the light bodies. That's, again, the passport to get to the other into the other dimensions, feeling the dimensions of happiness flow. And that's on August 8th, coming up August 8th. And then we're going to follow up by a fire ceremony. All that stuff's happening. Check it out at carrieoconnor.com. Make that your favorite, and then you'll always be in the now of where to get a hold of what's happening, what phone numbers we're on, because we're on 6 radio stations shows right now. And so we're just expanding everywhere. So we're going to go to our first break, and when we get back, we'll go to phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
welcome back to Kara Connor Show. And you're listening to Kara Connor. And we open up the phone lines. And I will give you that number out again. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of the phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
And I wouldn't beat yourself up about it, Carrie. I know I have a hard time introducing myself, you know, all the time, too. You know, it is kind of weird. You know, hey, everybody, it's the Benny Mathers Show. And like, oh, that's me, you know. So I can understand from time to time where you're coming from.
A lot of
from.
Times I also have David as a co-host, so I'm not used to doing it. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Very true. Well, let's head off to Seattle. We have Mary calling in. She's going through some negative times around her marriage. Let's see if we can help her out. So, Mary, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I've been in my marriage for, it's my second marriage for almost 12 years, and, you know, there's just been some lying and spending issues on his part, and I think I have, like, a false sense of security here, and I think I'm ready to make this shift, and I just want to see if anything kind of comes out to you. I think I've been staying mostly because I have a young child, mm-hmm. and I just wanted to see if anything kind of came out to you as far as
Well, the first thing that I'm getting is, first of all, who's Nicholas? Nicholas. And if it doesn't make sense right now, I saw over your husband's shoulder, I heard the energy of a clairaudiently, like a yell. It doesn't have to be a dead person. It could be somebody that's alive or coming into his life or somebody significant. But just kind of remember the name Nicholas, because I saw my friend. Who's an architect? Are you familiar with?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, it was my first husband.
Okay, interesting. Okay, all right, that was good. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So, and then I'm going back to as far as, is your dad crossed over? Or father?
Yes.
Or Nick's father? Or is all of it, your dad is?
Yes, he has
okay,
passed.
All right. And also, is Nick's dad crossed over too?
No.
Okay, because there's a part, there's some father figure that doesn't mean he's going to die, but there's a male that is connected to Nick that is calling himself in the father department, and it's not your father. But the biggest thing is the guys are coming in first, and they're letting you know, especially your father's giving you the number 555, and that's the number of, they like to give number smells and birds to let us know that they're around. And he also, it's interesting that not only did they call him by name, but they put my friend Nick, who is an architect, over the energy of the guys in the family. So think of, what does that mean? That means that there's a part of your energy pattern that is, you said something significant as far as, think of architect's build, a false sense of security. That's what stuck out in my head. I saw this big whole like yellow flashing sign or like bingo sign when you said false sense of security. So think of, again, architects have structure, they build structure, their blueprints are important, and if the architect doesn't do the job, then what happens? The structure falls down. So think of, Mary, that going back to your first marriage, and even think of the themes going as far as what's the themes of the first marriage and the second marriage, and look at common themes. And I'm seeing my face over your face, and I was married twice, and my husband seemed at first very, very different. One guy was from California. He was a native Californian. He was like really almost like a poster board for don't worry, be happy, and really kind of dope. And my second husband was like very vivacious, but he had rage, anger issues. But with the underlying theme, they were both distant to me. I created and I was attracted to people that were distant and emotionally unavailable. And so when I was able to look at that, and that was the blueprints for a marriage, and even though I didn't see that at first, I thought that these two guys are so opposite. One, again, don't worry, be happy, and the other one, I mean, I just didn't see it because that was part of my theme that I had to come in here to experience. I'm saying this because it's not about me. This is all what I'm saying. It's about you. It's when I see my face over somebody, if there's something, this is all about a story about you that has some similar pattern. So look back at the two guys as far as similar themes and go to the themes. Don't go to their personality because we could Some people can come out and be very outgoing. Some people can be really shy and quiet, but they both can have a theme of low self-esteem. So it doesn't matter how they put it out to the world. It's the theme that you want to get to, because what I'm getting into is, especially in the last 5 years, the last 5 months, this may in particular is what your dad is saying, that there's a part, Mary, when it comes down to the little girl, Mary, and especially when I go to your 3 to 5 year old child, that we look for our foundational energy then, and we get that by our parents, in that your father showed me shaky foundation, especially by his side. And I'm also seeing pieces of wood that looks like it's chopped in the center. So that means to me, as far as not a solid foundation, the wood is not stable. So it's not wood that you build a house with, which means stability and an outside structure with. It looks like the wood would crack. And so your father sees that on the outside it could look all right, but on the inside it cracks under pressure, right? And so that's where you could, again, on the outside look okay, but on the inside there's some sort of cracking and splitting, and it's not all that it looks like on the outside. And think of, even as far as staying together for the young child, as far as I think a lot of times that, and I know this with myself, I used to say that I had two young kids. I had a 4 and a 7-year-old, and then I realized that the children that were staying together was me and my husband and our young child aspects, because we were stuck at certain age aspects, because we all look for security. We all look for that sense of security with other partners. What you've felt and heard, and I'm also seeing all of a sudden my liver is feeling like it has like almost plop, plop, fizz, fizz, like it has acid reflux over it. And when I get that feeling, there's a part of he's repressing a lot of rage, and I'm also seeing that you could be having GERD or that kind of like stomach, bowel, that kind of thing, colon issues by, again, shoving things down. So think of this as a time for you personally, again, reviewing the last 5 years, the last 5 months, going back down to what they call in shamanism is soul retrieval. You're going back down to your 3 to 5 year old. By the time you're 5 years old, really look at the messages that you received from parents, and it's not to do finger wagging. It's like your father's coming here with new wood, new structure, new accountability, responsibility of wanting to help give more structure in your foundation. And when we have a solid foundation, then we feel like, when I was talking earlier about being in the doorway, when we are feel like we have a solid foundation, even in our subconscious, we don't pause in the doorway. We step out clearly, because we know we are supported. We know we are protected. We know that we are supported from the inside out, meaning we fulfill in our own blueprints. That if we look on the outside, we're constantly going to be disappointed, because that's the you complete me kind of relationships are leaving the archetype of the world. And so think of that you are a person who started hearing that on a cellular level, meaning that if we are in relationships that are the solid base, the bottom line is that you complete me. Where's my other half? Come here, my other half. Where's my other, you complete me, and think that that's some sort of a completion, then that means what we're saying to ourselves and to the universe is that we do not we're not complete, that we don't believe wholly or whole, because that we are complete, that we're unified, that we have a unified field. And so what our outside circumstances will continue to show that and affirm that we're not complete. So then we're not going to feel complete relationships. We're not going to be in complete relationships. And then all of a sudden our foundations start shaking when things start to appear very similar, or our things from our his or her story, our history start coming back and showing themselves again. We all do patterns, every single one of us. That's why I always talk about the wounded child. I talk about our foundation, and I talk about energy patterns, because as soon as we identify it, then we could have change. So again, I'm affirming that things that you are, like, you know what's going on here. Also, pay attention to see the fives as far as on the clocks, on billboards, that the dads are saying, hey, we're here for you. And take over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks, next even into the next 5 months of having this be all about you, Mary, as far as you retrieving aspects of you, because you want to have, you're looking for a divine complement relationship, meaning we complement each other, that there's gifts to give back and forth to each other, and that we complement each other, that there's not a you complete me relationship. And so the you complete me, again, affirms that we are not complete. And so you've heard on a cellular level that you are looking for a complete you complement relationship. And so then write down, after you write out the theme of where you see, what's the themes in these these past relationships? What's the theme when I was growing up as far as the message? Then write out adjectives of what you're looking for in a relationship. If it's security, if it's funny, if it's just a sense of humor, if it's, again, a sense of security, that kind of deal, write it out, all the adjectives that you can think of, and then do that for yourself. Be secure within yourself. Be funny within yourself. Be spiritual, whatever you're looking for in an outside partner, start filling yourself up with that, because then it can have the closet, your husband show, okay, can he do this? Can he go up to this next level with you? And if he can't, then it's going to be crystal clear that the contract is over, that the relationship is over. And I'm going to say this, and I say this to everybody, that if we don't take it to this level, we're just going to bring it over to the next person, the next person, the next person. If we don't start looking at our relationships energetically, it's, I just call it an energetic hangover. We bring this over, and it could be 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. We'll start showing our patterns, and within 5 to 7 years, we could kind of put it off to the shelf. We could get distracted by kids, but it'll rear its head again, because we constantly seek homeostasis, and we want to seek balance. So right now, again, think of over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks, really get into yourself, really do some reflection, studying, really look at what's going on. We're also going through a huge period of June, July, and August of really clearing out our emotional body. So I call it the rotor time. So taking this period right now and kind of putting your husband on a shelf, at least for the next 5 weeks, as far as energetically, this is more about you looking at your foundation, changing your foundation. And again, then it will be, you'll feel crystal clear and solid in what you decide to do. And also your dads are saying that he could end up surprising you in mid-September by looking like he can step up to that next level. But right now, it's all about you. And again, when you get into mid-September, it's going to be very crystal clear of if he can or if he's in that I want to stay in the you compliment me, you complete me relationship versus you compliment me, okay?
Wow, yeah, you're incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank okay, we're going to go to the, you're welcome, hon. We're going to go to the break, and we'll be back after these short minutes.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com. Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing, of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek God's yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek God's yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan here. Let's bring on Sharon. She's calling in from West Seattle. She wants to know how her beingness is doing. Hopefully it's a good thing. Sharon, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Sharon, so your beingness?
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of clearing out,
yep.
And just in the middle of kind of, I think, the core being cleared out, and mm-hmm. I just wondered how I was doing.
Okay. I'm seeing you're doing very good, especially as we're clearing out our, what I call it, the Roto-Rooter clearing out, and as we're doing Roto-Rooter clearing out, the more we can feel like we're tapping into that moment of the human being instead of the human doing, and feel the flow, then we're going to realize that we're stepping in more in the lighter and lighter direction. And I also see that you're on this next, like a step ladder, and so think of that represents symbolically taking the next step. And it's interesting because I see the step, it looks like it's a step and a half, and so, and then the what we see as typical step ladders, I've seen the ladder that you're in front of, especially on your right side, it looks like, again, it looks like every step has a half a step in between. So think of that represents that as you continue to rotor yourself, clearing out your inner core, the more you're going to recognize that not only are you supported every step of the way, but that we are so interconnected, so interdependent, not codependent, interdependent on each other and communication with ourself, our inner self, our the universe, that we have that stepladder becomes more and more the clearer, and it becomes more and more throughout our whole physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, the more we keep on feeling like the steps, and we're making these steps, and these steps become faster and faster and more evident in our life, right? And so especially when I'm looking at so it becomes easier, so we don't have to stretch our legs where sometimes it feels like we're taking a great big leap or a great big stretch. It just becomes the stairways to heaven, which is inside of us, to seem easier and easier and easier. So I would congratulate yourself with that. I also see when I'm looking into your third chakra, I go to the left side and I go way in the back. And think of the chakra as symbolically one big circle. And if you were to cut that circle off and do right side and left side, if you were to draw it out on a piece of paper, the right side, left side, and if you were to make it into four pieces like a pie, I go to the back left corner and I see, and then I go way, way in the back. And so pretend there's like a symbolic door in the back left corner of that third chakra, and you're opening that up and you're putting light in there. So when I see that kind of symbol, think of that represents our past, our history, and that also includes other incarnations, themes that we come in here, and especially any kind of what I call energetic hangovers, and this has to do with third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious, and also its relationship to our left side of our body, our feminine side, our divine feminine, female patterns, our lineage that we learn from the females in our life, moms, grandmothers, teachers, female influences, and as the door is open, and it's really fascinating because whenever I see a door that's an archway that looks like a beautiful archway, that's a significant sign to me. And then I see this arch door, and then I see this little one, almost like what you see in cartoons where they show that Tom and Jerry the mouse would go in. When I see those two doorways super transposed and over each other, that's my sign of, think of mouse medicine. I would absolutely, as an animal totem, look at mouse right now. And I know that mouse has to do with attention to details. Details, are we getting overwhelmed with details, or do we need to sharpen up with details, or is there mouse medicine comes in to help with details? And so you could look at mouse medicine on the internet and working with that totem, especially with the third chakra, and again, reviewing what the third chakra is all about, self-esteem, self-worth through the subconscious. And so, and the mouse is going back to the past and helping us work, again, with details, ironing out details, helping us feel like we are supported. And that ladder is very significant, too, because you're every step of the way that the details are already taken care of. And so in the big doorway is where it's a sense of unity, and especially that unified field where when the chakras are connected in the feeling, open communication between the right side and left side, then we feel more flow in our life, then we literally are having more open communication. Because what I see symbolically this year, the chakras 1 through 12 look like they were 3 inches apart, and then that's part of the symbolic language of having easier flow and easier communication between our left and right side. So when you're working on the back of this left side, again, it's going back to the past, how you define yourself as a female, how you see yourself, and going back to the past as far as even past incarnations, and also it goes into worthiness, too, as far as I am worthy, I'm entitled to be... really think of how the female saw females in the, as far as sensual, the divine feminine. What does your divine feminine aspect look like, feel like? What is comfortable for you? And the doorways are, again, represents down to the little thing as far as the littlest detail down to the big doorway, which is it represents the unification, marrying that right and left side. And so that is really, it's a big deal. And so that's a huge accomplishment. And I'm also here in celebration. And then I'm seeing that tarot card. That's called celebration. I think it's a card of three of something. But I know that there's three women with their hands up in the air and they're turning around celebrating. I don't do tarot, but I know some of the cards. And so that, again, is a sense of celebration. And so you're absolutely doing the work down to the core. And so that's a wonderful thing. So you should be experiencing this, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks into the next 3 months and 3 years into your life, feeling it in all aspects of your life. Because when I see bridges coming out of your energy field and going to the four main major corners, that's the you corner, how you define yourself, self-esteem, self-worth, you, how, again, you define yourself, see yourself, the money career corner, over the corner of home and family, and the personal relationship corner. This energy is going to spill over into all of those corners, and so that's a wonderful thing. So keep up the good work, my dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Let's head off to Seattle again. We have Carol. She wants to know how she can find proper venues for divine currency, which with her, it's delight. So, Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what was that, Carol?
Hi. Yeah,
hi, how
Carol.
Are you?
I'm just great. Thank you.
Good.
I'm eager to find out how I can stay in the higher vibration of my delight.
Okay.
And ways to express that.
Okay. Okay.
That have mutual gain.
Okay. Okay. What are you doing now to stay in your delight? I just saw a paternal grandfather in particular. It was interesting because he showed me. Did you not really know him? Your
no,
dad's
I did not.
Dad? Okay. Because he just, when they do the, when they come in out of the woodwork and come in from far away, it's that means to me, again, I want to get introduced to you. I want to reintroduce myself. Or if you did not know him, it's I want to introduce myself, introduce. But it was a really interesting image that he showed me. I used to, I'm an LPN, so one of my trainings, I did work labor and delivery, but I trained, for I don't know, a good long time at a nursing home, and I saw him looking as an elderly man going down into where we used to have these things. There were bathing chairs that looked like wheelchairs, but they had a hole in the center that looked like a commode. So we would bring the patient down into the chairs into their bathing rooms, and we'd step into them, and sometimes we'd get really dirty and wet and all the other stuff because if they were fighting, it could be quite the challenge. But it was interesting because he showed me him like putting his feet down, like his first thing was like stopping, like I don't want to go in there. What is it? What is that room? What is this even contraption? You know, that kind of deal. And so
yes.
Of what he saw here was like his feet resistance of even body cellular. He looked like a stiff board almost like when a child, all of a sudden they're 2 years old, and my kids used to freak out, amaze me at how much when they didn't want to do something, like they could turn into a flatboard or you couldn't move them, or like try to get into a car seat or whatever, all of a sudden they had the might of Hercules. And so I just saw my nephew do it the other day, and it was hilarious, but it was funny because it was my nephew, not my kid. But the biggest message with the grandfather was that he has got a big smile on his face now, because obviously he sees things a lot differently. The chair actually is, he emphasizes the chair has the commode down to helping us with our stuff, right, with our business. Mm. Actually, he's saying a different word, but I can't say it on the air, but he also is saying that it comes in handy where it has the wheels. So there's a part of where he's being very funny, and he and so we're all self-contained, but we stop ourselves. And so if we don't know about it, we like put our feet into it and think of the shower, because I heard the shower of delight, afternoon delight, shower delight, and all these things that concluded the word delight. And so he is comes in as far as a guide to you, to help you. He's also emphasizing number 12, 12, 12, 12. And so I'm recognizing December as far as the month of from now to December, but also 12-12 is a master number. So pay attention to seeing 10-10, 11-11, 12-12 in and around you. Those are signs of mastery. Master numbers mean you're stepping in the light direction for you. And so being able to, and you Carol, you have a very contagious laugh. So being able to take those circumstances in life that can seem like where we can be so absurd, like fighting ourselves. Here he was doing this and he was going to get cleansed or bathed. You know what I mean? And so part of him was like, I'd rather stay in a situation where I even had feces in me than rather go down there when three people are working on him and they were lovely nurses, is what he's saying. And so if he looked at the situation differently, he could have had a really good time. And then he's saying this with a smile like, whoops, I could have had a V8. My God, look how much we do to ourselves. You know what I mean? And so the biggest thing is he talks about you being a generational pattern breaker, changer, and also the talk about flexibility. You're creating literally narrow pathways in your brain that help you unplug from what anything on the outside that seems like it's not pleasant, to turn it around very quickly, to see like the universal joke in it, you know. And the more we can do that, the more we stand in a shower of delight, stand in the shower of light. And then when we're standing in that symbolic shower, the more we are, or literally our energy fields opens up and takes in more light, and then we're constantly in that flow. So you're really he's big time. And so that will, again, spill over to every single direction of your life. It'll go down to, he shows your skin stretching, and that's a real big symbol for me. And again, especially from now to December, he also emphasized September. His birthday anniversary and summer crossover, September is very significant too. And I see 999s, and so pay attention. That's a lot of endings of cycles, endings of some relationships, moving around as far as when I see a checkerboard, it's like moving things around that like the cycle has ended of, again, different friendships. So those kind of things, to be able to, again, give you more joy, give you more happiness. And that's where he is not only helping you with, he's also bringing in Mary Magdalene to help you with. So you're doing a wonderful job. And I would write out the humorous things, because he's given you a pen and pencil, and it's kind of like the, whoops, I could have had a Gravier moment. It's like short little stories where I see you doing later on, using in a teacher thing, to be able to bring out examples of where we could have, again, looked at things differently. And if we looked at it differently, we would have made our life so much more flowing and easy and all of those kind of scenarios. So he absolutely is encouraging you with that, okay? All right, so you're doing a wonderful job. And this is you're in a huge, what I call moving on up expansion period right now till December. And it doesn't start in September. You're going to, it's going to flow over, and you're going to help a lot of other people too, okay? Which is then going to remind you to live more in your joy, all right? And I know we have to a break. You're welcome, hon. So keep up the good work. And we're going to our break, and we will be right back after these few messages.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii, with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you until the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, we've got Tina calling in from North Seattle. She's currently having some challenges with her 29-year-old son. Apparently, they have an agreement worked out on living arrangements, so let's see if we can help Tina out. Tina, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My son lives in New York City. I have just signed on as the guarantor for his rent, and he is bipolar. Shortly after that, he started, he called me and said he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have money for food, and I'm really afraid that I'm going to lose a lot on this signature here.
So you put a lot, can you say that, Tina, again, that you put... It sounds like he's in a bipolar, he's in a manic episode right now?
Yes. The other day when he talked to me, it sounded like he's having a hard time finding a job. He's a designer in New York City.
Okay. All right.
And I'm just kind of confused and concerned about, I've never signed a contract.
He's kind of in and out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
All right. What's his first name?
Diego.
Okay. All right. So what I'm seeing is that your son is very connected with, he's very sensitive, and he's extremely intuitive, extremely sensitive, and particularly to the energies that are happening right now. And right now, as I was saying earlier, that it could feel like a Pachacuti, upside down period, especially for our emotional body. And then if he goes up and outside of his body, as far as a lot of times when I see people who have bipolar tendencies, a lot of times they go up and out of the body. That also gives him the creative gifts. It gives them a lot of gifts of being the designer, being creative, because that's the ability to go up and out and be able to tap into unbelievable creativity. The key is to be able to ground it down into this earth realm and be able to manifest it and be able to direct in our energy in our everyday life. What is really affecting him is, again, this energy shift from June, July, and August, and a lot of people, and it's going through August, and a lot of people are feeling it, and they started feeling it in March, in May, and especially sensitive people, March and May, they could start feeling like something was going on. And at a deep core level, they don't have, were not able to have words for it because they can't, they don't understand of how can I put words when it's something so primordial, so old. We're going back to our ancient history here, and so that's what I'm seeing is really affecting him right now. And of course, it's going to spill over to jobs and career when our survival, on the bottom line, is it's our survival feels like it's getting at risk here, that we're not going to be able to survive. Never mind in his 3D world that he's not having a job and not being able to pay the rent and having those kind of things. That we need to have happen. So it's like my worst nightmare is happening is what is going on in his life, as it is with a lot of people. And so how do we swim through this, and how do we get through this and feel like we have light at the end of the tunnel and an anchor, or be able to anchor ourselves when it feels like we're getting pulled down? What is this thing? Why am I getting pulled to? I'm hearing a father figure bringing me to early September, and it seems that I'm seeing your father or a grandfather of his that feels like is coming on your side. Is your father crossed over?
My father has crossed over, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, it definitely is because your father is stepping in. He also brings in his dad, so there's a grandfather and also an uncle figure on your side, too. I mean, he's bringing uncles. That's your uncle on your for your son. So think of the men coming in, surrounding your son, being able to help. Your father's already saying, is also saying light at the end of the tunnel in the beginning of September, end of like the second to third week of August into beginning of September. And it looks like a pinhole of light first, but as soon as I speed up to it, as soon as a pinhole appears, all of a sudden my whole body got torn to it, like ripped very close to that pin light. And as soon as I was getting pulled toward it faster and faster, the more it opened up bigger and bigger and bigger. So what does that mean? That means as soon as the opportunity appears, I get pulled into it, meaning this is your son. As soon as the opportunity appears, it feels like at first like a pinhole. How can I get my body through this pinhole? But as soon as we start getting toward it, it's all of a sudden the pinhole becomes reversed. It becomes huge, and our body becomes easy to go through it. So your father's emphasizing that, where it could feel like trying to put the energy of, you know that saying of trying to finding a needle in a haystack, or trying to get through the eye of a needle. And so that's what he could be feeling very much right now. And then this is where they're saying from now to the end of second week of August into third week of August and the beginning of July, September, that there's a reverse here, that it feels like it's the opposite that's going on, that what's happening right now it turns around significantly and very, very quickly. And so it's being able to have him not only hang in there until over the next 3 to 4 weeks, but be able to be proactive in the process. And that is the key, is what your dad is saying, as far as having him be able to, again, take the steps, be proactive as he's feeling this this energy that's all around him, taking the steps to look out and to, does he keep on talking about all these doors are getting slammed at him as far as promises, broken promises, or what's going on with that?
Yes.
Okay, and
yeah.
Also, do you guys have an agreement to the end of August, or what is it, the second week of, why does he keep on bringing me to the third week of August?
Well, he's supposed to move into this apartment that I have signed for on September, beginning of September. And I am kind of going back and forth about, should I rescind this agreement, or should I continue and back it?
Okay. And it's hard for me to hear you. When was the agreement? When do you have to sign by?
I have signed, but he's supposed to move into the apartment in September.
Okay. All right, so you already signed and you're supposed to move in. Okay, all right, that's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't moved in yet.
Okay, all right. Well, what your dad keeps on bringing me to is that when I go into the energy of the second and a half, 2.5 weeks into August, into the third week of August, I see everything moving again very fastly. So in a positive way, because it feels like at first like the energy of the opposite of, things feeling very scattered, of trying to put, again, find a needle in a haystack, trying to put your the eyes, threading through the eye of the needle, so that those things seem very stretched, very far, hard to do. But then all of a sudden, flip, the second week of August into the third week, everything shifts very fast. He goes forward. All of a sudden, the hole becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. He easily steps through it. And so I would really encourage him right now, and the key to that is to keep the energy of having him stay wide and going toward the eye of the needle, is having him be proactive instead of reactive. And so encourage him to take steps every single day as far as moving forward, to being grounded as he's moving forward, is in also having him be able to really step into energy maintenance. I have a bipolar sister, and so I know what this is like. And so, and I'm saying this with all my heart, I know it's not easy, especially when they're going into an episode that is when they're going through a manic or depressive separate episode. I understand this personally. My sister has been having a hell of a time since this year. So this is where, and I've also seen when they flip to use their energy around and be able to manifest. And so that's what I'm seeing very clearly, that he has an opportunity to have major shift in the second week of July. If he doesn't, so that's what you want to concentrate on. That's what you want to, like, almost like daily counsel him, give him the responsibility. What is he doing with his energy daily to make, to have him take the steps of being proactive. And if he doesn't, then the thing is up. Yeah, we got to finish up on it. It's up for review in the before you sign up for the contract. It's going to be very crystal clear whether he's going to be able to go through it or not. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. And we'll answer that question. We'll take up that first week tomorrow. And so you're listening to the Carol O'Connor Show, and may you align with the divine.